Sometimes you got to feign yourself a fool. Sometimes you can't let people know that you know what you know. Sometimes you can't act like you're as smart as you are. Sometimes you got to act like you don't get it. Sometimes you see that's where you've been messing up. Every time you know something, you got to say something. But sometimes you got to know something and hold your peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, real fast, man. Anchor.fm/215, the Nonstop Working Podcast. Listen, man. I came on here just to say there will be no Nat Turner style rebellion. All right. There will be no Nat Turner style rebellion, folks. Okay. There are a lot of people who seem to think the change that we need to see is going to come in the form of a Nat Turner style rebellion. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. It ain't going to be like that, y'all. It ain't going to be like that. Not at all. That's not how it's going to go down. Let me see what I need. It ain't fitting to be like that. All right, there will be no Nat Turner style rebellion. That's not what it's gonna be. No, see, no, that ain't it. That ain't what I need. Hold on, where am I joining? What I need is, hang tight with a player real fast. Do my best to keep it short here, but I need. Here we go. This is what I need. Okay. Yeah. There it is. Hold on.
We are coming to get our check. This is what we are faced with.
There will be no Nat Turner style rebellion. Okay? There will be no Nat Turner style rebellion. Fellas, I need y'all to understand this. Okay? Many of our women out here have this idea that the change that will come will be in the form of a Nat Turner style rebellion, right? Many of them feel like there is no need to respect black men because there hasn't been a Nat Turner style rebellion, because black men haven't produced a Nat Turner style rebellion, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, if you analyze with the scrutiny the things that they say, the positions that they take, the actions they've demonstrated over the past years, we've talked about it. I won't go too deep into that. I won't bitch about that, right? But when you assess it, one can come to the realization that their expectation of liberation is a Nat Turner style rebellion. And their true feeling is that, well, since black men have not went up in arms and slaughtered everyone, we have no reason to submit to them because no one else has. See, that's their feelings. This is the reason they think that there is no need to cooperate with black men, that there is no need to honor family, that there is no need to cooperate. Why do we need to cooperate? These niggas ain't gonna produce a Nat Turner's rebellion. So why should I listen to them? See, these black men will never harm anyone. Why should I listen to them? I want you to understand that many of these people, now there's plenty of men who have the same kind of thinking, fellas, but many of these individuals, especially our sisters, sad to say, are compromised individuals. They're committed to being so. See, because they have their own cash. They have their own car. They have their own crib. There is no need to participate with the black man or cooperate with the black man. He doesn't produce or provide those things. He's not the source of those things. The occupier provides those things for them. The occupier provides for them money and economy. The occupier provides for them housing and welfare. The occupier provides for them jobs. Their argument is that I don't need to cooperate with black men for anything because the occupier occupies and I'm committed to being occupied. I'm under surrender. I'm not interested in a... Right? This is what their position is. However, there will be no Nat Turner style rebellion. Hear me? The future that will come forward will not be a result of a Nat Turner style rebellion. There is no need for a Nat Turner style rebellion. Why would one believe that the only solution could be a Nat Turner style rebellion? Well, out of ignorance, right? Out of ignorance, right? Out of fear, right? Out of misunderstanding, not really comprehending. Fellas, you got to be careful out here. You got to understand that a lot of these queens that we're turning to and talking to and building with and attempting to work with, hey man, they might have the wrong idea about things. What will happen if a Nat Turner style rebellion occurs? I'm gonna tell you, there's gonna be some dead niggas, some locked up niggas, and a lot of women and children on welfare. Does that not sound familiar? We gotta return to being a more sophisticated people. And not all of us are ready for what that means. Some of us can only think about things romantically. We can only think about things as movies have portrayed it. We can only think of things as fantasy would produce. Yeah? I need us to understand that it is not a Nat Turner's rebellion that is required. And it will not be a Nat Turner's rebellion that produces the change. If you are finding yourself around individuals who are giving you those telltale signs of, hey, we need the Nat Turner's rebellion, I would encourage you to distance yourself from those individuals. half of those people are insane, and majority are compromised and committed to being. See, it's easy to go out and just say, well, what we got to do is just be as violent as possible. That's easy. It takes more to go and learn. And this is what many of these individuals are trying to avoid. We're saying, hey, you got to become a more sophisticated person. They're saying, no, you don't. Imagine that. There will be no Nat Turner style rebellion. Black man, don't let anyone try to shame you or guilt you into thinking that what you should be in pursuit of is a Nat Turner style rebellion. It's not what it is.
What's dangerous is when the universe pick you and you put on the magic glasses. There's rules that go with them. You can never take them off. You never see things that they're supposed to be. You see things as they are. And you can never force nobody else to wear them.